Bonjour, Internet. It is one of the most semi-reliable things about Thursday. It is Podcast Thursday with the In the Cloud podcast. Today kicks off the first in a series of three discussions about the recent and vastly impressive updates to Microsoft Intune. In this first discussion, we'll look at the updates made to managed browsers and managed apps. These are two very important things, and we're going to dive right in, coming up right now. So, Brad, the consensus number one pick for the thing that organizations most need to protect, it's always going to be email. But it seems like a really close second place is going to be the need to secure the browser that's being used to secure the corporate content and corporate sites. And there's also the apps that are going to need to work with this browser to really make everything function together. So the fact that now there is a managed browser with these new updates to Intune that have come out is a really giant milestone for Microsoft and for your organization.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that I always like to do when I sit down with an organization or a customer is ask them to walk me through what it is they're trying to accomplish, the challenges they're having, and what the scenarios they're trying to enable are. And far and away, the number one thing that people say is, well, our first and foremost, our top priority is we're trying to enable secure email to go down to these mobile devices and protect that. And as you say, then I say, okay, so what after email? What's next? And they say, well, it really comes down to the browser because more and more of our content is actually being hosted and delivered through the browser. And it's really interesting when you sit down and think about what does it mean to deliver secure email? What does it mean to deliver a secure browser? They have very similar scenarios, very, very similar requirements. And the biggest thing I think to notice is it's far more than the browser. So for example, right. If I'm on a website and that website has a PDF document, when you go to open that PDF document, you want that to be opened in a secure reader of PDF.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, the scenario that organizations are time in and time out trying to do is provide this great experience for their end users on their mobile devices, both in a BYO and a corporate device scenario. But they want to keep the corporate content separated from all the personal content for a whole host of reasons, You know, and then they want to allow that free sharing and allow all the innovation and all the kinds of collaboration that users are accustomed to. And to do that, as you think about this comes through the browser, you have to have a managed PDF viewer, you have to have managed Word, managed Excel, because so much of what users are actually accessing on the web are other documents that then get downloaded.
So, you know, when we think about the use of a browser, I mean, the scenarios where you're going to be using a browser are countless. But obviously, when, as you guys were building this, there was a lot of research and a lot of we working with customers and working with partners to see the ways that they were using their browsers. What were some of the big scenarios that popped up that your team set out to solve?
Yeah, the first one is, say that a user is sitting in email, they get a link to some kind of a website, maybe like a SharePoint site, and they click on that link. Now, the way that organizations want this to work is as they want to keep corporate browsing and corporate content separate from personal content, when the user clicks on that link in email, they want that to open up into a browser that is managed and that is separate from the end user. So that's the first scenario. Then as they are on the websites and they're accessing websites and they go to access different kinds of document types, when those open up, they also want those to open up in a secure and managed application. And that could be, you know, the Office applications, that could be Adobe Acrobat, that could actually even be line of business applications that have been built for the company. And so what we've done is we've shipped all the Office applications, the Office mobile applications, enabled to be managed and secured through Intune. And we've talked about this before, but Intune is the only solution that can actually manage and secure the Office mobile applications. The others in the industry, like MobileIron and AirWatch, cannot. We've also shipped now a managed browser. We've shipped the managed Acrobat, as well as an SDK for ISVs to use and what's called a wrapper that organizations can also use to take their existing line of business applications and have them participate in this same quote-unquote container where all the corporate content is being contained. That's the first big scenario that we hear over and over again. The second one comes down to a user loses his or her device. And so IT, for that reason, needs to go out and wipe the device, you know, especially in a lot of these regulated industries. If a device is lost and on that device there's corporate content, the corporation needs to be able to wipe that in order to be compliant with the regulations that they have. And so because we're able to separate all of the corporate content, all the corporate browsing as well, when a device is wiped because it's either lost or a user is no longer bringing that personal device into work, all the cookies, all the history, all the things that are contained in that browser are also wiped, and essentially all traces, all evidence of the user accessing corporate information on that device from the browser is eliminated. So there's another security aspect of that.
And I think that that one is particularly interesting because I've heard you say in a few different keynotes, I heard you mention it at TechEd and again at the IT Dev and at Gartner, that the numbers behind the amount of phones that are getting lost or stolen is just astronomical. So the need and the ability to go through and do something like that to protect information is humongous.
Yeah, it was funny. I was actually at a community event the other day, and one of the individuals I was talking to had left his iPad on the machine in the parking lot where he went to pay for his parking. Now, this individual works in a financial industry, you know, for a very, very well-known financial organization. And so he literally had to go out and wipe the device, you know, in the case they weren't using Intune yet. We'll get him there.
Yet.
And so he had to call IT, and IT literally had to go do a remote wipe of the device.
Wow.
So yeah, that's very, very common. The other scenario that we hear quite often as well is, especially in these scenarios that we're working on, and I'll use education as an example, but there's a lot of them, organizations want to be able to have some kind of control on the places that users can browse when they're in the corporate browser. And so whether that's an allow list or a deny list, a blacklist, a whitelist, we have the ability for organizations to be able to put those kind of policies in for that corporate browser again. And I think the key there is IT can put policy around the corporate browser, but completely stay away from anything that the user is doing in the browser that they're using for their personal experience.
Right.
And every time I talk with an organization, the organizations are very concerned about making sure that they do not venture into the personal side of the device. Even in a corporate procured device, most corporations allow the user to do personal things on a corporate procured device. Mm-hmm. And so IT wants to enable that, but at the same time, IT doesn't want to go take a look at what kind of sites the user is going to. Maybe the user's got a gambling problem. IT does not want to be involved in any of that.
Right.
And so being able to allow IT the appropriate set of policies in a BYO environment as well as in a corporate procured device, but help keep that user's information private is one of the key things that this enables.
So you're saying if they've run up a massive gambling debt, there is only so much that IT can wipe away.
IT doesn't want to be aware of that in any way, shape, or form.
At a real nuts and bolts level then, you've talked a lot about the idea of layered protection, you know, at the device and at the app level, which is fairly commoditized at this point, but then also the file protection and the identity management and how those layers are so necessary to really lock down this corporate information and protect it to the greatest extent possible. At a real nuts and bolts level there, especially when you bring in the idea of working with policies, paint a picture for me about where a managed browser fits into that data management and data protection strategy.
Yeah, great question. And so as I think about where a managed browser fits in there, it's really not in the layer of mobile device management at the device level, but it is literally at protecting at the app level and then at the file level. And as you think about it as well, it also has some identity play in it. You know, the managed browser, the ability to be able to put controls and policy on a browser, but more importantly, keep all the information that a user is accessing through that browser contained and separated from anything that's personal on that device, that is what allows you to have that protection at the application layer, the browser, and also at the file level. And so if I walk through the protection at the file level or the file layer, every user, as they're accessing websites, especially if they're doing things like SharePoint, you're actually accessing files. And what you're able to do now through the managed browser, as you open that file, you can make sure that file is only opened into the application that is managed, is secure, and will allow you to keep that file contained within this corporate container. And so this concept of layered protection and the fact that Microsoft is unique in that we protect at the device level, the application level, the file, and then the identity. And we are unique in delivering those four layers of protection. But the other thing that is really important to point out here is most organizations, as I talk to them now, is making the Office mobile applications the centerpiece of their mobile productivity. They want that incredibly rich experience of Word and Excel and PowerPoint and OneDrive for Business and just go down the list, you know, with other things like Link and Skype in the future. The ability to deeply manage that and the ability to actually contain and manage the content that is being created and read in those Office mobile applications is a unique value proposition to the Microsoft solution with the Enterprise Mobility Suite and Intune. And so as I think about Managed Browser, independent of also their productivity applications and of Acrobat, and so I think you need to take the same kind of concepts, the same kind of things you've thought about in delivering secure email, and essentially they all apply in delivering secure browsers as well. And so it is an ecosystem of apps. And I think that we're unique in that we're starting with the productivity apps. We're adding on to that the browser, Acrobat, and now the SDK and Wrapper that allows any application to participate in that same container.
So next week, you're going to be talking to Simon May about conditional access. And maybe we can just preview a little bit of that conversation, because you've mentioned a couple times now the idea of this browser needing to work with the Office mobile apps. And so expand on that a little bit about how, along with the managed browser, these kinds of apps are really, you're creating kind of a infrastructure there that bridge that gap between productivity and security, which has kind of been the holy grail of what IT is trying to do here.
I think one of the most interesting things as the history books are written on enterprise mobility management in the future, the concept of enabling conditional access, meaning that a user is not delivered content, whether that be email or files, unless the device or the user meets certain criteria. That's the conditional access side of it. I think as the history books are written, this is going to be one of the pieces that I think most changed the policies or the way that organizations looked at enabling users across mobile devices. Because I think they had the confidence through conditional access to say, I'm going to allow my users to access corporate content, but I'm going to require that the device meet certain criteria. And if that, for whatever reason, let's say that the device meets the criteria, and then over the weekend, the user decides to jailbreak their device. The concepts of conditional access will detect that kind of a change. And then actually at the service level, I mean, so the work that we've done, we're going to talk about with Simon, is the work that we've done on the back end of Exchange Online and SharePoint Online, to where once we see that the device is no longer in compliance, we actually stop the flow of email and we stop the flow of files down to the devices until the device is brought back into compliance. And that's the conditional aspect of it. So we're going to spend a lot of time on that, because I think this is going to be one of these pieces that changes a lot of views that organizations have had on mobile devices and providing corporate content on them.
It's really cool stuff. And closing, congrats again to your whole team on a great update to Intune. It's pretty exciting stuff.
Thank you. We're excited about it.
Keep up to date on all of the enterprise mobility news and insight from Brad's organization. Just visit aka.ms/enterprisemobility.